Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, page, okay. So this Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is 111A, page 221. Let's all focus. Okay, we're around eight lines above where it gets very wide. We've been speaking about the importance of Eretz Yisrael, and I'll pause in a few lines and I'll just summarize what we did. Okay, so we're I'm going to begin where it says Amar Rabbi Mar Shmuel near the small hay, around eight lines before it gets very wide. So Amar Rabbi Mar Shmuel. Shimshas for the same near still the Babel, just like one is not permitted to move from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Kachas for the same Babel Lashar Etzod. So too, one is prohibited from moving from Babel to other places. And Rashi explains in the third narrow line, Lefishesham Yeshivotam Arbisotor Tamid. Babel is like Borough Park, like as long as they have a lot of yeshivas, so you can't go to other Aretzod. Back in the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Tamri Travai, Rabbi Rav Yosef both saying, I feel me bum padit to the Bay Kube. Even moving from Bum Padita, which is a town in Babel, to Beit Kube, which is a suburb, that's not allowed. And who did not fuck me from Padita to Beit Kube? It was somebody who moved from Bum Padita to Beit Kube, Shamti Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef excommunicated him. Who did not fuck me from Padita to Estonia? It was somebody else who moved from Bum Padita to Estonia. He says, Shachi, he died. Amar Abaye, Ibai Haid Sumer Rabbanan Havachai. If he wanted to, he could have lived. In other words, if he hadn't left Bum Padita, he would have lived. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tarvaihu, where four lines above where it gets very wide, and I'll pause just a few lines. Yeah, we're cooking off from an hour, four lines above where it gets very wide. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tarvaihu, Rabbi Rav Yosef will say, Sharon Sheba Babel, Eretzel Kulatan. Now, we don't know what this means, that we have to be patient, but it means the worthy people in Babel will be gathered together in Eretzel, Sharon Sheba Sharetzot. Babel Kulatan, the you know, worthy people in other lands will be collected in Babel. So the Gemara Lamai, what halach is the Gemara saying that? Ilem li yuchsin, if we'll say sambit yuchsin, meaning we think that possibly saying the kshat that like the most miyuchas people, the people with the best yuchas in Babel, could marry in Eretz Yisrael. The presumption being that in Eretz Yisrael, they're more miyuchas. So the people who are miyuchas in Babel, you know, could join the people in Eretz Yisrael. And then the people who are in other Aretzot could, you know, go and live in Babel. So if that's the pshat, with three lines above where it gets very wide on Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, Baha'amar Mar, Kol Ha'aretzot Isa La'Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael Isa La'Babel. We have the statement, we have the words in the Gemara and Kedushin, that all lands are Isa Do to Eretz Yisrael, so it means our mixture. In other words, vis-a-vis, Eretz Yisrael is purer than other Aretzot. But Eretz Yisrael, east of the Babel. But Eretz Yisrael, compared to Babel, is Isa, meaning the most miyuchas people live in Babel. That's what the Gemara is saying. People with the best yichos live in Babel. So it doesn't make sense that he would be talking about yichos. In other words, he said that the people in the Kshir in Babel could be collated in Eretz Yisrael. So he said maybe some of yichos, but that would be the other way around. It would be the best people in Eretz Yisrael would go to Babel. Elin in Kvura. So rather, what he meant in terms of Kvura, it means the most worthy people in Babel would be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and then worthy people in other lands would be buried in Babel. So it's saying that's what it's saying. In other words, other lands are a little further away, they'll be buried in Babel, and the people in Babel will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now let me just do one more line and I'll pause and summarize. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Kladar B'Babel, whoever lives in Babel, Israel, as if he's living in Eretz Israel. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Pasuk in Zechariah, means that the Navi is addressing himself to the Jews who left Eretz Israel and are now in Babel. It says, Hoy Tzion, like you'll get refuge, you'll get safety, you'll flee to, in Babel. But what the Bukhara understands it is, Hoy Tzion Himalti Yoshevet Babel, that the people living in Babel, we view it as if they're living in Eretz Israel. Okay, let me pause for a second. Let me just summarize a little bit what we did and speak about some ideas. Okay, so one idea we haven't really spoken about so explicitly, but there's a mitzvah of making aliyah, living in Eretz Yisrael. That's the first yisod. And he quotes here from Ramosha. Ramosha says, though, that mitzvah is a mitzvah kiyumi, not a mitzvah chiyuvit. In other words, if a person moves to live in Eretz Yisrael, it fulfills a mitzvah. But it's not chiyuvit. Chiyuvit, like I have to put on tefillin every day. I have to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. That's a mitzvah chiyuvit. It's a kiyumit, let's say, you know, this is actually, I had one of my rebbeim in high school was saying, let's like, well, or let's give in other words, let's say a person should give 10% tzedakah. But then because more, he does more of a mitzvah. So that's the way it's going with. What? Right. If you come across, but the only thing is, if you come across it, then you might have a chiyuv to do it. Anyway, but you get the idea. Now, there's a famous Tosfos. I just want to go over this Tosfos so everybody knows it. If you look on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, page 220, it's everybody sitting in Tosfos. It says, Hu Amar Lal Omer Lal Lod. It's 1, 2, 3, the third to last Tosfos on page 220. Kuf Yud Amud Beis, 110b. So it says, Hu Amar Lal Lod Kulei. The knowing, knowing Bizman is that Tosfos says that this din of making somebody live in Eretz Yisrael does not apply today, meaning in the time of the Bali Tosfot, because there's so much danger in traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So if a guy says, I want to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't say, you know, everybody has to go with him. Rabbeinu Chaim, he says, so now there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's come mitzvah to Tluyut Ba'aretz, because there are a number of mitzvahs to, you know, Tluyut Ba'aretz. He says, V'kama onshin, de'en on yichom yizahir b'hem, v'lamod aleyhem. In other words, if you make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, it comes out worse. In other words, you won't be able to fill the mitzvahs of Tluyut Ba'aretz. What? In other words, let's say there's Dinin Trumas and Mastros, there's other things like that. So people, they don't know how to be careful in all those mitzvahs of Tluyut Ba'aretz, so it makes it a little bit worse. You know, and you know, the Sama Rebbe said, if he felt that people who are Mechali Shabbos go to Eretz Yisrael, it makes it worse. In other words, he felt that the people who aren't observant, in other words, like in Eretz Yisrael, so, you know, the Ramban has this cheshbon that Hashem, his presence is more felt in Eretz Yisrael. So if people are over Avera in Eretz Yisrael, it's much worse than being over Avera in Chutz La'aretz. So he felt it's like worse if people who are over Avera go to Eretz Yisrael. And there are a lot of things we're happy in Eretz Yisrael, but unfortunately, the things that we're not so happy about, like they have, like I believe they had a gay pride, you know, pride parade in Yerushalayim. That's not something we're happy about, and things like that. Okay, now then there's another idea that Gemara has, and then I have to keep moving with this, that that you should live, and the Sif speaks about this in his Perush on the Torah and Parshat Devarim, that there's a mitzvah to live in a from neighborhood. In other words, like a person should live where there's a community of people. That's what he's saying. So, like Lamar said, like Shem Shasul that sent me Eretz to the Bible, Kachasul sent me Bible to Shara and Sod. Just like you can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bible from Bible, you can't go to leave Bible to go to other places. That's like the from place. So it means like a person has to make a cheshbon, you know, if he's moving to a certain location, you know, he's got a wonderful job or whatever. You know, what does this place have? Does it have a mikvah? Does it have, you know, how many Talmidei Chachamim were there? You know, what else is going on in the community? All right, I have 60 seconds for questions that I have to move. Yeah, go ahead. Pumpadita, what did the Gemara say? I have to see that other Gemara. Here the Gemara clearly says that Pumbedita is a from place. I have to see what that other Gemara said. All right, let me move on. All right, so the two yeshivas were in Sur and Pumbedita, so but I have to move on. Okay, now the Gemara is shifting to a slightly different topic. The first very wide line on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the very wide line. So Amar Abaye, Nakin and Babel lo chasik chavle Mashiach. Our story is that Babel will not see the chavle Mashiach. That means like the travails of the Mashiach. In other words, like before the Mashiach comes, there's a whole turmoil, a lot of difficulties. So Babel will be spared of that. So Tirgama Ahutzot Benyamin. So he explained that it's not talking about all of Babel. It means one location in Babel. Hutzal de Binyamin, this place called Hutzal, I've seen elsewhere in the Gemara, but he says Hutzal de Binyamin. The Karolei Karna de Shez Vata, they'll call it like the corner that was saved. In other words, that place will be spared. So Amr Blazar, now the Gemara shifts over, talking about Tchias Mason, as we know, one of the Yisodei Yadas is that the belief in Tchias Mason, there'll be a resurrection of the dead. So it says Amr Blazar, Meitim Shemachus La'aretz Einam Chayim. The Blazar says that the people who die outside of Eretz won't have Tchias Mason. He says, "Shenemar benatzi tzvi be'eretz chayim. I will place the tzvi, which we'll have to explain, be'eretz chayim, in the land of the living. Eretz tzvi. So the way the Gemara turns it out, the land that I favor, so like tzvi is to want, to favor, land that I Hashem favor, that the dead ones there will live, will have chesed meisim. She'ein sevyoni ba, but land that I don't desire, ein meitech chayim. The dead will not have a resurrection. So the Gemara says, so that's what Reb Lazar says. Let's keep Reb Lazar in mind. Mati Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi Mamal asks a kash against him from the following pasuk. It says, Yechiyu meitecha nevelati kumon, that your dead will become live. Nevelati kumon, my dead body will rise. He says, my love, Yechiyu meitecha meitim shebukhasaretz. Is it not? It's like two clauses, both saying will be tchias amesim. So my love, Yechiyu meitecha meitim shebukhasaretz. The first clause is talking about the meitim in Eretz Yisrael. They'll live. The second phrase is only meitim shebukhasaretz. So it means that Reb Lazar said there's only tchias meisim for the meitim in Eretz Yisrael, and then Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, says no, there's tchias meisim for everyone. So So what does he do with the first pasuk that Reb Lazar had darshened out? I'll place my tzvi be'eretz chayim. That pasuk is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, who we know is the king of Babel who destroyed the first base of Mekdash. He says, the Amar Rachmana, Hashem says, I'm going to bring upon them a king who's as swift as a deer. In other words, like, I guess he moves his army swiftly. Okay, so anyway, so again, so Reb Lazar wanted to say that the Zoyn Tchis Mesim in Eretz Yisrael, and then Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal said that everywhere. So Amar Lei, Sir Blazer said to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi, I have a different pasuk that supports the idea that Zoyn Tchis Mesim for people in Eretz Yisrael. It says, this pasuk also in Yeshaya, it says, Notena Shemala Amaleha, he gives like the soul to the people who were upon it. It means in Eretz Yisrael, Ruach Lahol Kimba, the spirits of the people who walk there in Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, the idea being, there'll be a Tchis Mesim for people in Eretz Yisrael. So Viela Hakitiv Nevelati Kumon. So what does he do? This is Reb Lazar. What does he do with the pasuk that Reb Amam Bar Mamal had deduced the means both in the Eretz and Chisla Aretz? So he says, no. He says, in other words, as far as I'm concerned, that second clause is talking about the miscarried children. In other words, the people who, you know, they were like miscarriages. In other words, they'll have Tchis Mesim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Baba Bar Mamal, I know Tina Shama Lamalamayavile. So Rabbi Baba Bar Mamal, who says that he is Tchis Mesim even in Chutz La'aretz, what does he do with that last pasuk? He says, no Tina Shama Lamaleha. Mibayle the Rabbi Baba. He learns the label Rabbi Baba says, Amir Baba, after the Shit the Kanani, Shabbat Eretz Yisrael, Muftakla Shibat Olamaba. He says that it means that even a Shit the Kanani in Eretz Yisrael rests assured that she's Bat Olamaba. Siv Hakala Amaleha. Here it says, I'll give the Shama a soul to the people who are upon it, upon Israel. And it says in Bereshis, in parts of Vayera, Shulachem Poima Chamor. Avram says to Eliezer and Ishmael, you stay with the Chamor, with the donkey. So Chazal darshan out, even though it says Im HaChamor, Chazal darshan out, Am HaDoma LaChamor. It's like the nation that similar to the Chamor. So he's darshaning out this pasuk, that he gives neshama la'am, is a reference to the Eved. Eliezer was an Eved Kanani of Avram Avinu. Beruach lahol chimba. So what does he do with the second phrase, Beruach lahol chimba? Arim bra'aba, Rabbi Yochanan, well, mahalek arba amo be'eretz Yisrael, whoever walks dalet amo be'eretz Yisrael, mupachlo shu ben ha'olam haba. He can rest assured that he's chelek ha'olam haba. Anyway, Naniach, we have a machloket lechora between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Reb Lezer says that it's just the only people who have Tchias Mesim are the people who are in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says no. And it's Reb Lezer, I should say. Reb Lezer says only the people in Mesim who are in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Mamal says everybody. Reb Lezer speaks of course to Chayim. According to Reb Lezer, you mean the tzaddikim, righteous people in Chutz La'aretz want to Tchias Mesim. So Amar Bilo. So Rabbi Lazar says, no, they'll have Tchias Mesim, but it means through Gilgal, like the bones will have to roll to get to Eretz Yisrael, and that's like a whole big, arduous deal. He says, Makipla Rabbi Abba Masala Rabba. So Rabbi Abba Masala Rabba, the great one, said, Gilgal Tzadikim Tzarhu. That's a tremendous anguish for the Tzadikim, that the bones have to roll to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Abaye, Mechilot Na'asot Lehem Bekarka. Rabbi says there'll be mechilo tunnels in the karka by which way the bones will get to Eretz Yisrael. So it's coming out not such a bechilik. So in other words, the one opinion is saying that the only one who will have tchis amesim and klasaris will be tzaddikim is really before that opinion. That's what he's saying. But there will be tchis amesim, but only through Gilgal, but the tzaddikim will have this, there will be mechilo. Let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause another at the bottom of the Amud. Okay, so it says, now the Gemara refers to the Pesukim by Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu, he's dying in Mitzrayim, and he says, I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. But if Tanu Mitzrayim, before Tanu Bikuratam, he says to his sons, or to Yosef, he says, you know, he says, I want you to take care that I'm buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, the Amar Karna, the Gemara go. So Karna says there are like secret things hitting in this Pasuk. Yaakov recognized that he was the Tzadik Gamur. He says, if, as you say, Tzadikim and Chutz La'aretz have nothing to worry about, they're going to have Tchis and Esim, why did he bother his sons that Dafka bury me in Eretz Yisrael? So, because he was afraid that maybe he wouldn't be Zocha for these tunnels, and then it's a whole tsar for him, so he's better off being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, we see other pesukim which are similar to that. It says by Ashba Yosef ben Yisrael Gomer that Yosef gave a shvua that he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ruchanina Devarim Bego. So Ruchanina says like secret items that are hidden in that pasuk. Yodei Yosef ba'atzma shtika moraya. Yosef knew that he's a complete tzaddik himself. We made him shvuk tzaddik chayim lama hitrich erachav arbeo parsa. So if tzaddikim have tchis amesim, why would he bother his brothers that they should take him 400 parsa? Now, I still want to mefarsh him. They had them said to Gemara, why does it mention 400 parsa by Yosef and it doesn't mention by Yaakov? So they said that where Yosef was buried to Shechem is 400 parsa. But Yaakov was being buried in Marana Machpelah was less than 400 parsa. But I don't know why it doesn't give the distance by Yaakov, the lesser distance. Anyway, so Shem Elohim Kel Mechilot, because maybe he wouldn't be Zocha for these Mechilot. Okay, let me pause for a minute. Anyway, the basic idea is that it's, you know, there's a mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. You know, you have to make a certain cheshbonot, you know, like if a person didn't be buried in Eretz Yisrael, you know, where the family, the kids, you know, things like that. You know, it means they have to go travel there. I mean, if they're living here, the young have to take it to town. It's a whole, you know, tircha to get to buried, and then they want to visit the kever, and then they got to go. Yeah, it's not, maybe not quite, and not as expensive. Anyway, there's a mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and according to one opinion in the Gemara, so the only tzaddikim will have tchis amesim and chutz la'aretz, but then they have to go through mechilo to Eretz Yisrael. But according to the other opinion, everybody has tchis amesim. All right, and who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? What's up? Yeah. I don't know. All right. Okay, I'm going to keep moving. Okay, everybody said.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up, Pinchas Avin?
How come, you know, with the mitzvah to go to make Aliyah, that most of the Rabbanim, you know, our generation, your generation, my generation, that we knew, I mean, the top Gedolim didn't go there, didn't move there.
Were you here at the beginning of the shiur or not?
No, I got in 5 minutes late.
Yeah, oh, see, that's what happens with 5 minutes. So, among other things, anyway, he said, how come like the Gedolim weren't emphasizing making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? So I spoke out, Pesach David, that according to Ramosha, it's just a mitzvah kiyumi.
No, that I heard, that I got. I got that. Okay. No, I heard
I don't know what more to say.
None of the people we knew, whether it was Aaron Cutler, Rav Moshe, you know, the Rav, no, they didn't make it a priority in any way. And also with the issue of the Gilgal, I mean, even more so, not just the Aliyah, but now with the Chias and Mason, we know there's a Gilgal, let's say for the Tzaddikim.
All right. He says, so, I quote one thing here from the Yala Dafi. He says, the Mild Staka maintains that one should not emigrate to Eretz Yisrael unless he has an established source of income there to amply support his family, especially as young children, because lack of income can cause a person to sin, heaven forbid. He adds, it is improper for one to forfeit his job in Chutz La'aretz and emigrate to Eretz Yisrael, expecting to subsist on handouts and charity. But I don't know what more to say. I got to keep moving though because I've got to make sure we get the next stop by the end of the time today. Okay, let's keep moving. So now, Okay, so we're 5 lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 111a.
Also, one other thing.
Well, I don't apply. Please excuse me, Aaron Moshe. I got to move. You'll tell me a little bit later. Okay, so it says Shalchulei Achui LeRabba. So Rabba's brother sent him the following message. Rabba is a gadol and he's living in Bavel. His brothers live in Eretz Yisrael. So he sent him the following message letter. He says Yodea Yaakov Shlika Mori Achulei. Yaakov knew that he was a tzaddik. Why did he, you know, want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Because he was choshesh, maybe he won't be zochah l'mechilot. And then Ilfa Mosifa Devarim. So it's either that the brothers included this message that Ilfa added on, or the other way was that or there's another pshat. He says Maase bechad shem etzar liishachat. There was an incident with one person who was like pining away for a woman. Ubikesh le'reid. In other words, he was some chasar season in Eretz Yisrael. And he's like dying to marry her or whatever. Came to Shema Kazod, and then when he heard about the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael and being buried in Eretz Yisrael, Hilgel b'atzmod yomoto, he restrained himself to the day of his death. Avo pishe chacham gadolata, so then the brother said to Rabbah, even though you're a big chacham, this is for the message they're sending to Rabbah. In other words, they're encouraging Rabbah to move to Eretz Yisrael. And then they said, Avo pishe chacham gadolata, even though you're a big chacham, you can't compare learning from a Rebbe, and here you have a Rebbe. Even Tomar in the Rav, you say, I don't have a Rav. He says, Yesh the Rav, I'm not a Rebbe Yochanan. We may not tell that, but if after everything else is said and done, you choose not to make Aliyah, he says, you should at least be careful in three things. Alter Rebbe Yeshiva, don't spend too much time sitting. Yeshiva Kasha Tataniot, sitting leads to hemorrhoids. The Alter Rebbe Amida, don't stand too much. Shamina Kasha Lalev, standing too much is bad on the heart. Don't spend too much time walking. Walking is like bad for the eyesight. Ella, Shlish B'Yeshiva, spend a 30 time sitting. Shlish B'Amida, 30 time standing. Shlish B'Hidlach, a 30 time walking. Then, Kol Yeshiva, this is still part of the message. Kol Yeshiva She'ini Masmicha, any sitting that doesn't have support, Amida Nocha Himena, standing is better than that. So Amida Sakadaitach, standing is better. Amida Kashalim, standing is bad for the heart. Ella, Yeshiva, top line in Amid Beis. Ella, Yeshiva She'en Basmika means Yeshiva doesn't have like a back support. In other words, you're sitting on a bench, you're sitting on a chair without a back support. So then that, Amida She'en Basmika, no payment. So if you could stand and lean, let's say, against the wall, that's better than sitting on a chair with no back support. B'chein Amru, Yitzchak B'Shimon V'Oshia. The Gemara is going to identify these three chachamim. Amru davar echad. This is all part of the message. They said one halacha. This may have been in response to a question he'd asked them. Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda b'Prado. The halacha follows the Tana Rabbi Yehuda with Prado is with a mule. He says the Tana, we learned the Brisa. Now I'll explain. You're not allowed to be marbia. You can't match like one species with another species. So let's say I have an animal which is itself a crossbreed. So a mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse. So which is its min, other than another mule? In other words, like can I match it with a horse? Can I match it with a donkey? So the Chachamim say you follow the mother of the animal. In other words, whichever the mother was, you do that. But Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh for the zera liyav, for both of them. So it's the Tani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pirda Shetava, if a Pirda, is seeking, wants to have relations, you can't, mate it with a horse or a chamor. In other words, one parent of the pirda is the sus, one parent is the chamor. Elamina, you have to get its min, I have to get another chamor to mate with it. Okay, and then two more lines and I'll pause. Arab Nachman bar Yitzchak said Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. So on line two, the brother said, Yitzchak and Shimon Oshia said this. So Yitzchak is Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Shimon is a Rishimun Pazi, that's Rishimun Pazi. Ba'amila Reish Lakish, some say it refers to Reish Lakish. Oshia is a Reb Oshia Berebi, that's Oshia the Reb Berebi. Okay. All right, whose questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Okay, I'm moving forward. Okay, the first meeting wide line, a Kufi Nalaf on the days. So, Am Reb Lazar, Ameha Aratzot Enam Chayim. Reb Lazar says that Amaratzim will not have Tchias Amesim. A person's an Amaratz, he won't have Tchias Amesim. Shinemar, Beitim bal yechiu v'gomer, and we'll see this in a minute, that the dead will not live. So the Gemara will explain the drasha. It says, Tani nami hachi, we learn the braisa, Beitim bal yechiu, echol akol, and I think nobody has chisim eitzim, tamalomar, refaim bal yakumu, he says Rifaim Balyakumu, it means like the dead bodies won't rise, but the Gemara darshens out Rifaim. The Merapa asks when we did bring Torah to the whole pasuk is talking about a person who has a lackadaisical approach to Torah, or he's lax, or he's not studying the Torah. Amalei Rish Lakish, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lazar, "Lo nichlam arayu da'amid luhachi." Like your master, the Ribon Shalom is not happy with this drasha you're giving. In other words, you're giving this drasha that Amaratim don't have to kiss him. Like the Eberstein is not happy with this. He says. Rather, I say, I think it's talking about a person, if he's like, you know, lackadaisical of Avodah Zarah, you know, then he wanted to chis and mason. So Amar Lei, Mikra Acher Ani Dorish. So Reb Lazar, this is what Reb Lazar had said at Amar Aleph also, remember with the people in Chutz La'aretz, Mikra Acher Ani Dorish, remember with Reb Abba Bar Mamal. So now he says it with Reb Yochanan. This is Mikra Acher Ani Dorish. I have another pasuk that supports me. So the Pshuto Shemekra means Kital or Rot Talecha. He said that Tal or Rot is referring to vegetation or whatever, Eretz Rifaim Tapil, and then the dabbers will be lying in the ground. But the Gemara darshens it out, Kolamishtamesh, but or Torah, whoever uses the light of Torah. In other words, Tal is a reference to Torah, Tal or Rot is the light of Torah. Kital or Rot Talecha. I thought it means like you do is the Torah. He says kula mishtamish but or Torah mechayehu. So the beginning of the pasuk says that they'll live. He's living at the beginning of the pasuk. B'chol she'ei mishtamish b'or Torah in or Torah mechayehu. So in other words, the bottom line is that Reb Lazar had another pasuk to support the idea that the people who are maratzim are not going to have tchisa meisim. Came in the chazit to come to Tyre, then he saw that Rabbi Yochanan was so upset. Amarle, he said to him, Rabbi, Matzafilem Takana Mena Torah. I found a way, a Takana for these Amaratim, even if they're not studying Torah. But Temad Vekim Hashem Lokecham Chaim Kolkam Ayom. Those of you who cling to Hashem, you're all living today. Vechiv Shon Zabuki B'Shechina. Can a person cling to the Shechina, to God's presence? Vaktiv Ki Hashem Lokecha Eshokla. Hashem is a consuming fire. Ella Kolamasi B'Tolot Taman Chacham. The person marries his daughter to a Talmid Chacham. Boasted Prachmat in Talmid Chachamim. He invests money for the Talmid Chachamim, so they're making money in a hedge fund or whatever it is. He says, Vahamahan Talmid Chachamim in a Chasav. He gives benefit to Talmid Chachamim from his property. Torah says, it's like he's Medapek Bashchina. Kiyotze Bidabar, Talmir, there's a similar drasha. It says, Labar Hashem Lekech Ledap Gabo, Love Hashem to cling him. Bechiv Shalodam Ledapek Bashchina. Can a person cling to the Shchina? So he says, Ella Kulamasi be told Tamil Chacham. Same thing. Whoever marries his daughter to a Tamil Chacham, also prakmati the Tamil Chachamim, does business with the Tamil Chacham, for the Tamil Chachamim. He says, Vamana Tamil Chachamim Chasav, he gives benefits from his property. It's like a Dabi Shechina. So he's saying, like, even if they're Amaratim, they're still way out. They can support the Tamil Chachamim, and that's their cure. Okay. Who's got any questions, comments, thoughts, and anything I did so far? All right, let's move on. Okay, so we're eight lines above where it gets very wide. I'm Kuf Yud Aleph from a base. Everybody with me? So Amar B'chi Bar Yosef, Atidim Tzadikim Shem Basvin Sin Ba'olim B'Rishlayim. The Tzadikim, in the Zman of Tchisa Mason, they're coming through with these tunnels, whatever, they're going to emerge forth. And again, with these drashos, like you have to, there's like a deeper meaning to them, you know, like a lot of them can't be understood literally, but he says they're going to burst forth in Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'yatzitzu me'ir ke'esev ha'aretz. They'll like sprout forth from the city like the grass on the ground. Vein ir el Yerushalayim. Ir is a reference to Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'ganotila ir azot. I will protect this city, the Yerushalayim. He says va'amr b'chibar Yosef. In the future, the tzaddikim will be in their clothing. That's the question, what levushim, whether it means the tachrichim or it means levushim they wore during the life. We'll see in a minute. Kavachomer mechita, kavachomer from a wheat, from a kernel of wheat. Machita shenikbar aruma, just like the wheat is buried naked, in other words, it's a plain seed, doesn't have anything on it, you stick it in the ground. Yotzah become Levushim, but then when it sprouts forth, it's a stalk, it has many Levushim on it, you know, I guess like, you know, you have like the, all the layers of the stalk, and then you have the kernel and everything there. Tzadikim shnipru Levushayim, tzadikim who are buried in the Levushim, alach become a kama. So if you look at the top Tosfos, the only Tosfos on the daf, the Levushayim, mashma Levushayim shnipru, dahayim tachrichim. So it says, it sounds like they'll be come to life with the tachrichim they were buried in. He says, if I'll be Rishami, the Hanose Amar Rebbe Levanov, Rebbe said to his sons, "Ma tuba tachrichim, like don't spend so much money. I assume on the tachrichim. Shtim stik sham duba lushayin. Mashma ma tuba tachrichim shatim sedikim shaloyam duba tachrichim el lushayin echayim. They'll be wearing their normal garb for life. So the art school, I think the quote from the Maral, they want to say that the levush really means. They'll have like, in other words, it won't be like a blank slate when it's chesam esim. In other words, they'll have chesam esim. So they'll not be like start from scratch. Like all the midot that they had in this world, let's say they were, you know, gomel chesed, rachmanim, and things like that. Those are their levushim. So those levushim they'll have is man chesam esim. Okay? All right. Now, three lines above where it gets wide. But Amar B'chibar Yosef, B'chibar Yosef said, Atid er shosha totzi guska oru klei melad. In the future, Aristotle will produce gluska od. I mean, like a roll, it's a baked item, a gluska. Remember, like the Gemara says, "Imsachim by by bdikas chametz." Like remember, the Tosfos says, "Like shemi imsach gluska yafe." Like we're afraid they'll find a nice gluska. So anyway, so he says here, the clay melat and woolen garments. Shenemar he pas pisad bar ba'aretz. There'll be a pisad bar ba'aretz. So pisad can mean like. A palm, and bar can mean grain. So Rashi takes it, pisat bar can mean like a grain would not fill a person's palm, but like a roll would. So it means like that, like a roll. Or like ketonet pasim is the garment that Yaakov, made for Yosef, also with pas. Okay, now, Tan Rabbanan, he pisat bar ba'aretz, barosh harim, amru, atidachitash samir kedekel. So in the future, the chita will grow tall like the date palm tree, tall and straight like the date palm tree, will lever on sharim, and it will reach the height of mountains. In other words, again, this requires more even to, drash out what they mean. Maybe they'll say, if it's that tall, how are you going to reap it, harvest it? Since Tamil Lomar, your ashkelavanon pirio. It's like, it'll make noise like Lebanon, it's fruit. Maybe Ruach and Bacon Azav, Hashem will bring a wind from his storehouses, Umanashwa Aleha, and blow through the wheat, shake it, Umashra and Salta, and then it'll drop its fine flour. Yadam Yotzil Sadeh, a person will go to the field, and a little piece of Yadeh, and he'll bring just like his hand, he'll come back with all the flour. Umimena Parnasato, Parnasam Shabito. And with that, he'll have Parnas for his household and the members of his household. He said, his parnasan and the members of his household. Now, the Gemara darshens on the pasuk, and I'll pause another three lines. In chelav kilyot chita, this we just had in hazinu, with the fat of kilyot, like the kidneys of the chita. So amru, I thought chita shtei kliyot, shoshor gadol. In the future, in the midst, like in the Mashiach Titan, like the grain will be as big as two kidneys from the big ox. So it's a big piece of grain. The altitma, don't be surprised about that. Shual, he named Belefet. It was a fox that was able to make its like nest or its home in a turnip, the Shakluhu, and they took the turnip, Umatsubo Shishim Litrim, Litrashel Tsipori. And it was made a hole in this turnip, and then and that was his home for it. They made the turnip minus the hole, and it was and it measured like 60 litrim, but Litrashel Tsipori, like a large amount. Tanya, we learned the Bryce, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Masa Beshichin, the Chashin Yechlovim, Shosha. Badechardal, it was this, and then Shechem, which is with a place, he says, with somebody whose father left him three stalks of mustard, one of them, like, I don't know, grew off, one of the branches, they found nine kav of mustard on it. He says, with the wood from this branch, they were able to cover like the sukkah of the Yosrim for the potters. And there was enough wood on this branch, a single branch, to make a covering for the potter's sukkah. Okay, who's questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, we're on the fifth very wide line on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, remember, one third sitting, one third standing, one third walking. Okay, now what? All right, now I assume it means the daylight hours. So Amar Reb Shimon ben Tachlifa, Kelach Shel Kruv. It's like a stalk of cabbage. Dad left us a stalk of cabbage. And it was so big, we had to need a ladder to climb the stalk of cabbage. He says, then the daminav tishta kamer means like the blood of the grape. You'll drink your wine. This is again the pasuk from Hazinu. He says, Amru, lo kolam azel lo mba. Like the olam mba is like, not like this world. Olam azel yishbo tsar lipsur. In this world, there's a lot of tsar, like pain, distress, to harvest the grapes, to the droch, and then to press the grapes. Olam haba, in the olam haba, may be anava achat. So it spells it with above, but it means like, you know, with like the bays. They'll bring one grape, the karon, in a carriage. In other words, it'll be like this humongous grape, like 50 times bigger than a watermelon. Like it'll be a big grape. Obispino, you'll bring the grape, the one grape in a boat. You'll leave the grape in the corner of the house, and you'll be able to get from the one grape like a big like keg of wine. And he says, wait, please, let's all focus. Wait, well, talk in a few minutes. And the wood, you'll be able to fire up under, like to cook something. And each grape, you'll have she'en bar shoshim gar v'yayin. From each grape, you'll be able to get 30 gar v'yayin. So gar v'yayin is normally like a bottle of wine. Here Rashi says it means a sa'ah. So from each grape, you'll get 30 sa'ah wine, which is a tremendous amount. He says, shenemar v'daminav tishtachamer. He says, with the blood of the grape, presumably the juice of the grape, tishtachamer. So the Gemara says, "Al tepei chamer ela chomer." You don't need chamer. Chomer is a shear, and the chomer is 30 sa'a. Kiyat Rabdimi. I assume it means like this. I assume it means like the grape is connected to a vine. So like the vine, you'll be able to have a lot. Okay, now, Kiyat. Do you want to say something about date or not? You good? Okay. Kiyat Rabdimi. When Rabdimi came from Eretz Israel, Amar. Like he, this is in the bracha that Yaakov gives to his sons. He says in Bayechi, Osrila Geffen Iro, with the Pshuton Shel Mikra, he'll tie his donkey to the vine, the grapevine. This is Ein Lekakol Geffen VeGeffen Shiver Eretz Yisrael Chain Sarif Irachat Lepsur. But in the future, they say like Mashiach Zeiten, you won't have any city, any town in Eretz Yisrael. That you need one whole city, one whole town, in order to harvest the grapes. He says, "In the chakul geffen, in other words, to harvest the one geffen, the one vine. Was I need the whole town to harvest one vine?" The la sore ka b'niyat tono, in the chakul ilan strak. Ilan strak is a tree that doesn't bear fruit, so you won't have any like non-fruit bearing tree shaber israel. She'in amotzi masu shteya tonot that will like yield forth like fruit. Like two atonot, like two, like a weight of two donkeys. Maybe you'll say, well, the fruit will come forth, grapes, but it won't juice. Tamalomar, he based by yayin lebusho. He'll wash in wine his garments. In other words, you'll have wine all over the place. Maybe you say, well, it's not going to be red wine. Red wine is the best. Tamalomar, now on the side, the Mesoras Hashas, you know, corrects it here. Tamalomar, Uvidama Navim. It says Uvidama Navim Suto with the blood. So it's the blood of grapes. So it means that's red. He says, we have Tamalom Vidama Tishta, but he has different. Uvidama Inab Tishta Chamer. But he says instead, Uvidama Navim. Beshema Tomar Inomar Abe. Maybe we say, won't intoxicate. Tamalomar Suto. So Suto, he takes it. Rashi says, Lashon Hasata, like the person's enticed. So will intoxicate. Beshema Tomar Inotam. Maybe you say, well, there's no taste to this wine. Tamalomar chachlili einayim yayin. So these are difficult words to translate, but the drasha is kol chech shetomal. Chech is the palate. Chachlili is chech. Every palate that tastes it, omer lili. I want more. So obviously it does taste good. V'shemun tamar lanarim yafelos kinim ino yafeh. Maybe it's only good for the younger people, not the older people. Tamalomar u'leben shinayim mechalav. like the one, like the younger person with teeth, it's like mechalav altgrid lavam the ben shinaim el leben shanim. It'll be good for the older people. Now, pashtik rab like to you. So, what is the simple pshat of the pasuk speaking about? So, ki ata rab dimi, when rab dimi came from Israel, I'm not connected in Israel with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shalom, Ramos Beinecha, the Basit Mei Chamra. In other words, like make an indication with your eyes, as if Kadosh Baruch Hu would be a person, the Basit Mei Chamra. In other words, you're gesturing with your eyes is more like tastier, preferable to me than wine. But Achmili Shinecha, and then show me with your teeth. He says, "Debasim mechalava," which is nicer than milk. In other words, Knesset Yisrael is saying to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, "Chachlili naim yain leven shinaim mechalav." Show us your favor. Show us that you like us. Like as if Kviyakol, like Kadosh Baruch Hu would be a person. Like you know, you gesture to the person with their eyes, and we love that. And then show us like you're smiling to us, and we love that also. So, you know, I would assume it would be through Hashem's actions, like that they like this, like things would be better for Klal Yisrael. That's what I would assume. So he says here, he says, Mesayle Rabbi Yochanan. So this supports Rabbi Yochanan, eight lines from the bottom. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tovam Albin Shinayin Lechaveiro. It's better a person like who shows his teeth, like smiles, like the person smile and the world smiles with you. So if you smile at somebody, you know, Terem Mashkeim Chalav. Better than a person who gives him like a cup of milk. He says, Shinemar, Uleben Shinayim Mechalav. In other words, it's more preferable to Ben Shinayim, the person who smiles, than the person who gives you milk. Afri the Ben Shinayim, Ella Libun Shinayim. Like, also the one who has teeth, but the one who whitens his teeth, like he shows his teeth, smiles. The Pchibar Ada. Okay, any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Yeah. Right. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, we're on a roll. Okay, we're 8 lines from the bottom. What? No, we're not going to sing tonight, but I want to get into the cookie base. Okay, let's keep moving. Then at the end, we can relax and maybe talk out some Torah. Okay, what? Oh, okay. It's better to be too fast than too slow, because if the seam is on Friday, it's going to be hot. Okay, now, Rav Chiya Bar Ada, let's go further. Rav Chiya Bar Ada Makri Darta. Let's all focus. Rav Chiya Bar Ada Makri Darta Kidrei Shlaki Shabbo. So Rav Chiya Bar Ada was like the Lererin for Reish Lakish's kids, the teacher. He was the teacher. He Pagir Tlati Yomi, and then he was absent for 3 days. He went AWOL. Below Ate didn't come. He Atan. When he showed up, I guess you know you couldn't call anything like that. But he says when he showed up, Amarle Amai Pagir. He says, where have you been for the last 3 days? Amarle. The Dalidachat Hiniyachli Abba says, my dad, he left me this one like vine, like Dalid is a vine that goes up on like a trellis or whatever. He says, Ubatsarati Mena, and I was able to harvest it, Yom Rishon, Shlosh Miyot, Eshkolot. So the first day I harvested, or 300 clusters of grapes, Eshkol Ligarav. And from each cluster, I was able to produce a garav, either a bottle of wine or a saw of wine. Yom Sheni, the second day, I was able to harvest 300 clusters of grapes. It took, you know, it like went down in value, like took two clusters of grapes for a garav, for a bottle, or for a saw. Yom Shlishi, the third day, I was able to harvest, again, the same amount, 300 clusters of grapes. It took three eshkolot for each garav. And more than half I had to abandon. I mean, it was like kind of a hara. I had wonderful grapes, but I had to leave way more than half. Amarle, so Reish Lakish said to him, you loved the ipakart, had you not, you know, been AWOL from your teaching, the vine would have produced more. In other words, he took it that was producing less each day because he wasn't, you know, on his job teaching the kids. So he got less and less. I don't know what he was thinking. Now, if you look at Rashi, three lines to the bottom, four lines, you were being punished for staying away from the Talmidim. Okay, four lines to the bottom. When Rabbi Chesel came to Bnei Brak, Chazinu, he saw Lanau Izeda, the Ka'afan Tutita Ene. He saw these goats that were eating underneath the fig tree. The Kanati Dusha Mita'ene, and like honey from the figs was dripping down. The Chalava Tayef Minayu, and then milk was dripping down from the udders of the goats. Uma'ari Bahade Adade, and the milk and the honey was mixing together. Amar Hanazaman Chalava Dvash. He says, that's what it means, land flowing milk and honey. That's a famous line of Gemara. So he says, Amar Biyakob Bardustai, we load La Ono, says from the city of Lod to Ono, Shosha Milan, 3 mil. Hamacha Kidamti Baneshev, once I got up early in the morning before dawn, Balachti at Karasulai Bidvashal Shaintainim, and I walked up to my ankles in the honey of the figs. Amar Shlakish, the Didi Chazili, Zavakala Bidvashal Tzipori, and so I saw the area that was flowing with milk and honey of Tzipori, Rabbi Shitzar Milan, it was an area covering 16 mil by 16 mil, let's say 10 miles by 10 miles. I saw a whole large area. Amar Rabbi Barachana, the Didi Chazili, Zavakala Bidvashal Tzipori, I saw all the land flowing milk of Hanover Strail, he on the top line in Kufi Bay Zaman Aleph, to me, Bay Mikse at Akrid Subanki. It was like equivalent to the area of Bay Mikse to Akrid Subanki, which might be in Babel. Estrimitarti Parsi Orka, a length of 22 parsa in length, 22 parsa, each parsa is 4 mil. This is Uputya Shita Parsi, and its width was 6 parsa. Rabbi Chalbo, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Iklau Lo Huatra. So these three chachamim came into a certain locality. Aitu Kamayu Aparsika, to have a Kilpis Karhino. They brought out a peach, and the size of the peach was like the ilfis, like the pan that they would cook in Karhino. The ilfis Karhino Kamahavi, how big is the ilfis of Karhino? Chamesh Sin, 5 saws. So it's a big pan, and this peach was a humongous peach. Achlu Shlish made a third of the peach. They have Kiru Shlish. They left a third. They not knew Lefnei Behemoth Shlish. And they left for the Behemoth Shlish. The Shana, after a year, Ikla Reblazer Lahatam, Reblazer came to that locality. Vaitu Lekame, not Tobiade. They brought him a peach, and he was able to hold the peach in his hand. In other words, the peaches have gotten substantially smaller in the year. But Amar, he said, Reblazer said, Eretz Pri, Limlecha, they rot Yoshveba, that the fruitful land became like a salty place, and it was like sort of barren from the evil that the Yoshveba, the people who inhabited it, did. So, in other words, the potential of Eretz was one way, and then through their Veyrod, it went down that way. Well, no. What we have is what it says. Here it says, Here it says Rabbi Chalbo Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Yeah. So. Yeah. So. Okay. So it looks to me like these three are Amoraim. So the period of Amoraim is usually between, let's say, 200 and 400. So somewhere in that period of time. But again, with each one of these. With each one of these incidents, you know, you need to look at all the mafarshim, so what you're saying, but the broad thrust of it is that Eretz Yisrael, when it's with the bracha, it produces a large harvest. When you do Aveiro, it doesn't produce such a harvest. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, let's go further than one more time. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Iklo Lagavlo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came to this place, Gavlo. Chazinu lanao ki tufe, he saw these clusters of grapes. That would kind of make, you know, they look like calves. In other words, the clusters were so big, you thought there were calves there. So Amar, and he's Rav Shimon Levi, right? So he's right, the period between Tanaim and Amoraim. That's from Rav Shimon Levi. He's the only one who's mentioned in the Mishnah, the Braisa, and the Gemara. So he says, he stood and looked like calves. Amar, Agalim Ben Agathanim, he said there are calves between the vines. Amulei, he says, no, those look clusters of grapes. Amar, Eretz, hachnisi perotayach. So he said, land, like withdraw your fruits or bring in your fruits. Lemiat motziah perotecha. Who are you producing fruits for? La'arvim halalu shamdu alenu v'chatotenu. The Arabs who were like our enemies. He says, l'shana. So it was like, what are you producing so much for? L'shana, a year later, ikla rebichila hatam. Rebichila came to that locality. Chazinu davu k'taymi k'izeh. He saw. Now the clusters were the size of goats, smaller than a calf. Amar Izin Bein Agufanim. He says there are goats between the bay of vines. So Amru Leila, he said Zil Lotavidlam Kichabra. Get going because we don't want you to do to us like your friend did. It was your friend came and then he has his old tefillah now not producing as much. We don't want things to be like it was with them. All right. Why did who say what? Well, the all right. Take a look. What does it say? All right, we're one second. One second. When Kufiyat Aleph around 15 lines down, we're Kufiyat Beis rather. Kufiyat Beis. One second. Let me go. All right, one second. All right, one second, one second, one second, one second. One second, one second, one second. One second, one second. All right. That's true. That's true. I don't know. That's a good question. All right. All right. I think it's time for a story, and then that will be it for today. I think we're done with the Gemara for today. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on the Gemara today? The plan. Okay, I'll talk when the recording stops. I'll talk about the plan. Okay. Well, let me just read this. Then we'll talk menu and plan. Okay. Now, who talks about what? Okay, let me mute everybody. One second. All right. So he says there was a man who would greet everyone with a smile and a hearty salutation. When asked what gave him the sensitivity to think of others to such an extent, he replied, "It all started in Slobodka. I once visited the yeshiva and heard a lecture that changed my life. The altar of Slobodka, Tal once said, imagine that's sort of Simchas Zaharowitz, I think, is the altar of Slobodka. He says, imagine someone so giving that at the end of davening, he stands by the door with a pitcher of refreshing milk in one hand and a big cup in the other hand. Each person who passes receives a cup of milk at this man's generous hand. And he doesn't only do it once, but he makes sure to do it every single day. The man makes sure to be waiting at the spot immediately after davening, to hand out a refreshing glass of milk to everyone. He gives to one person and waits for him to finish. The instant one is done, the man takes the cup and races to rinse it. Then he rushes back and gives another person, then another, only pausing enough time to rinse the cup between drinkers. What self-sacrifice and love of his fellow Jews? Just standing there and dispensing milk is already enough of a sacrifice, but think of all the money the milk costs. What would we say about such a person? The altar immediately responded to his own question. We would be certain that this man was one of the Gdolei Hador. If someone were to ask us to hazard a guess as to the identity of the Baal Chesed the story might be about, Radim L'Chavetz Chaim would surely come to our minds. Who else could have been filled with selflessness on behalf of his fellow man? But the truth is that this can be accomplished by each and every one of us with relative ease and won't cost us a dime. How can we do this? Let us stand in shul and immediately after davening, let's put on a big smile and with a joyously shining face say to a hearty good morning to our neighbors. This will cause them to smile. We will thus fulfill the Gmarang Subasan Kufi Adolf and Basil states, you know, one who causes his friend's heat to show in a smile, like he is greater than one who gives his milk to drink. The man concluded, there is no need to run to purchase a beverage and go to all the trouble of giving it out. Everywhere you find yourself, every place you go at all times, to show a happy countenance and bring a smile to someone's face. Okay, let me end the recording.